Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffin, Dapper, retired FBI special agent, Hidden Killers daily contributor. She is joining us right now, and there's a lot to unpack on this case, the Negasi Zabari situation and accusations and investigation that's going on right now. The nature of the crime, the woman escaping from the cell, his past history of sexual crimes and abuse and allegations and all of that that exists. I guess the question is, how was this man able to be out there for so long and able to have this reign of terror against at least this woman, and we know is the mother of his children, and many others who've made claims against him as well? How was he free, I guess, is the question. Was it a failure of the justice system of letting him be out there?
Well, yes, in short. And there's so many failures because it's so overwrought with these individuals who commit these crimes and varying levels of getting out early, of getting light sentences, of really never having to, you know, pay the piper for their really horrible sexual assault type crimes. And it's something that's got to change because it's nationwide like that. Think of all the individuals. I was thinking of Naomi Urien, you know, who recently her killer, well, alleged killer, killed himself in his cell. And he was out after murdering somebody after, you know, a very small amount of time compared to what he should have been facing, you know, only to murder again. But anyway, it happens over and over again. And this guy is, well, his writings, he was ready to commit murder. Yeah. I mean, he was definitely a sexual assault predator, but he was ready to move on to murder, you know, discussing how he was going to bury individuals and conceal their bodies. Just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a chance, I'm assuming, to look into some of those writings that we've heard about. I mean, how disturbing was this? I mean, does someone to sit there and pen this stuff out? It's not just in one's mind, I'm going to go carry this out. It's like an organized fashion of doing something, except it's murder and horrible acts.
Yes, the writings are so concerning because they're really a blueprint for what type of victim to choose, the importance of not victimizing anyone who would be missed, the further details about burying and, you know, plotting murder, the way he configured a makeshift cell right under the nose of his wife, by the way,
yeah,
in his garage. The whole thing is just so troubling, especially the number of years he had been victimizing people. His case really gave, I think, for some people, a first-time view into what these monsters are really capable of.
Yeah.
And that is imprisonment for long periods of time, followed by sexual abuse and murder.
What do we know about his wife? I've been trying to dig into this further, and I'm hitting a lot of brick walls, so I'm going to come to you on this. What do we know about her being in the home? I would assume you would realize there's a cell being built in your garage. What's our knowledge of her knowledge of any of this going on or any sort of complicity or anything of that nature?
Well, we don't have any evidence of any complicity or her being involved. And I feel like it's a broken record with these family members and spouses in terms of the animals they were married to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call it that because of how savagely they're able to treat, you know, women. Yeah. It's just horrible. And yet it goes unnoticed right underneath their noses. And I think it's really attributed in most cases to the level of control these individuals had, which was extreme over their entire lives. Remember, these crimes are typically about control and dominance. So I would believe there is no way that his wife, and we'll see what comes to pass, but was likely never allowed into that garage. She probably never knew what he was building and never was allowed to ask. Just like with Rex Heuermann, as another example, likely he was in his man cave, I'll call it, area, plotting and studying and on the internet and doing evil deeds that she never was able to see.
And to many of us, it's such a crazy concept to have your spouse and to go along with it, to be like, no, you're never allowed in this part of our home. Like, I can't imagine saying that to my spouse, nor could I imagine my spouse saying that to me. And either one of us going along with it, being like, okay, honey, whatever you say. But when you're in a situation like that, it's got to become a kind of a norm. I'm assuming that wasn't just kind of in a vacuum out of nowhere. He's like, never go into the garage again. There was likely a lot of control leading up to that and submission of whatever this person says. Otherwise, there would be some sort of retribution to face because of the type of individual that they are.
Absolutely. You know, 100%. We see it over and over again, day in and day out in domestic violence cases where evolves, you know, it might start out very small. And at the end of the day, you're 100% controlled. Everything you do, say, who you can talk to, and you're hit and beat down. And it just becomes a way of life.
Yeah.
And you don't know any other way. And it comes so subtly that you really don't realize what you're looking at. And I think that is what happens in these cases. And I also have no doubt that the odd and aggressive and abusive sexual proclivities in these cases were also exhibited toward their spouses and toward their significant others and built up, of course, and then finally veered off into controlling others.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.